Hello.
You said you were doing the intro.
Am I? Oh, right.
For fuck's sake. It's podcast 31. Hit me, Daddy-O.
Well, hey.
Spotcast.
Ooh, that was a bit clippy.
Yeah, now with extra clippings.
Hello. How are we all doing?
We're doing a short one today, aren't we? Because we're rushed, Jared.
We are.
Because my dinner's arriving soon.
We're doing the John Holmes version.
Yay!
So, did we ever get any feedback on the last one?
I got an email from... Sorry, email. I got a Facebook contact thingy doodah from Mr. Cove.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, just saying hi.
Oh, that was nice.
Hello, Mr. Cove.
Hello, Mr. Cove. So, I suppose that's something a little like feedback, more or less-ish.
Yeah.
So, what have we got planned for this week's chats?
Planned?
Well, you wanted to talk about leotards.
Tights.
Yeah, at which point you want to talk about fisting.
Men in tights.
Yeah, that's right. Fisting and leotards.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse.
You don't?
I suppose the combination is worse.
Jesus. Right, well, okay. Not very good eye contact, backing away slowly.
Hey?
Go on then, Jared, talk about your leopards. Beware of it and all that.
Fister.
I think leopards are... You're going to talk about leopards back when we were planning on it, back when it was new. Nowadays everybody's got it.
MS-DOS 4.
Not as good as 3.3.
No, it wasn't, was it?
3.22.
I think DOS 4 was the first failing attempt to DOS.
It was the first attempt to fuck up the operating system.
Boy, didn't they do
and
well.
DOS 5 was much like Windows, anything that came after Millennium.
Jerry,
a step
got a
back towards
in
the right direction, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, yes, Leopard. It's great. If you haven't upgraded to Leopard and you're on a Mac, you really should. No, really, you should. No, really, you should.
I would agree
Working
with that.
On the theory that all Macs that can't support it by now have blown up, yeah?
Well, apparently it makes old Macs faster, in much the same way as Tiger did when it came out.
Although you need to be running at least an 867 megahertz G4.
Yeah.
Which means you can't run it on
Apple aren't exactly known for having, like, longevity of machines, are they?
It's true.
I mean, ask Scott.
Although I've still got Jared's dual G400 thing.
Turned it on lately?
No.
Turned on my Mac SE lately.
It's as functional as it always was. So, propping open the door.
Yep. Well, the thing is,
Scott's Mac blew up, didn't it? His dual
only half.
Did it?
It half blew up.
Oh.
He's shot a bollock, basically.
Quite literally, it only has one.
Quite literally, it does. Yes.
Okay.
It's now a single G5, as opposed to a dual.
But didn't they say that it would cost him to have that fixed?
750 quid.
No, that's to have it fully fixed. To have it partly fixed so that it only fires on one would cost considerably less, but they were still charging for it.
Yeah.
What do you have to do to it that is going to cost? Surely you just rip the processor out.
No, I think you have to probably replace the motherboard with a single CPU motherboard, at a guess.
Mobo.
Can't it just run one off it?
I don't know.
Because I'll tell you, right? My dual 1 gigahertz P3 computer, I could just pull a processor out and the other one would run fine.
As long as you pulled it out when it was turned off, of course.
It was turned off. Well, yeah, I don't think processors are hot pluggable on Pentium 3 class motherboards. Shall we find out? If I drop offline.
Yeah. some of the suns with billions of ultra sparks and whatever, they had hot spots they are. You can use.
Yeah, and but everything.
You pay a lot for that.
Yeah, they're not hot swap, they're hot plug, please.
Hot stuff.
Yeah.
Redundant CPUs. It's taking the piss a little. I like it.
Yeah. Well, you could argue that one of my CPUs is redundant.
I could argue that you're redundant.
Yeah, you could, but you've got 20 minutes to do it, and then we'll see who has the last laugh.
You have to ask who I was actually talking to, though. One of the things that we need to do about Leopard is it's one of those upgrades that is essential if you use your computer anything more than just as a regular computer.
A doorstop.
Yeah, if you use it more than a doorstop, you really should get Leopard. I mean, Time Machine alone makes worthwhile.
You've got to have a decent-sized hard drive.
Yes, but it doesn't have to be on the machine. I do it on my laptop over wireless.
Really?
Really.
How do you do-dee-daddy?
Did
you just have to mount it or something?
As long as your server's running Leopard as well.
Ah.
You mount the hard drive.
So you're talking about
Time Machine, say use this external drive and it goes, okay.
You're talking about rich folks who've got more than one Mac.
How many have you got stuck?
I've got three.
Three.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I think he's talking to two people, one of whom is a rich folk with more than one Mac and the other one really doesn't give a fuck.
That's fair enough.
Although, if anybody would like to buy me two Macs,
or three,
you said for one,
or three. Nah, not anymore. Not now that I've heard you need at least two.
Well, I run. I've got one of those funky-looking Seagate external hard drives. The ones that look like they should be a fin on a shark.
Are those the ones that Maplin's selling for £80 for half a terabyte?
That's exactly the one I've got from. Actually, didn't come from Maplin. Came from Pixmania.
I noticed it on Maplin. I'm going to look it up because Maplin.co.uk. I went to the Maplin site because I get spammed because I went there once. I noticed that they were selling this Seagate external hard drive and thought, I could get a couple of them.
Yeah.
Well, terabytes.
It sits on my desk, and when I get home, put my MacBook Pro up. Plug the firewire in, and it just does it. It's brilliant.
You could get a bunch of them and put them in a RAID configuration, and then your desk would look shark infested.
I'm going to get one and put it in the cupboard.
Then all you need, right, is a helicopter, a bridge, a ladder, and a frogman.
You can't put it in a cupboard. It looks too good.
And you could make your own meme. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, on Maplin, it's a 500GB Seagate Free Agent desktop drive.
And they're 7200 as well, aren't they?
It's a 7200 RPM USB 2. 500GB!
Get the dual one. Get the dual one.
Oh, now, right. If you could get them at 15K RPM, every time it like looked for a file, it would move slightly on the desk. And then you really would look shark infested.
It's been backing up ever since I got home, which was about 45 minutes ago.
Really?
And it's cold. The drive is actually cold.
Sorry, I'm immature and I'm laughing at that.
Very much.
The only problem with Time Machine, with the backing up, which is what they're all about, is 75 quid for half a terabyte in a box. The problem with Time Machine is if you use Microsoft Entourage for your email, or you run a virtual machine under Windows, under VMware or Parallels.
It backs up my virtual machine every bloody day.
Mine it doesn't.
All 45 gigabit. Sorry?
Tell it to ignore it.
No, I don't. I want it to back it up. I really, really want it to back it up.
I must admit, I do have a backup of my virtual machine because it's an actual authenticated, real, legal XP 2 that I accidentally authorised.
Hang on a minute, do those even exist?
That's actually, I could ignore the XP virtual machine because I don't use that. Well, I do use that. I use that for Outlook.
Oh. So you're not using Fista then, Jared?
VMware Fusion.
Why would I?
Vista.
Why would you?
Under a virtual machine, please. Is ridiculously slow on a Mac.
Well, it. You could argue that it is on any machine and in any configuration.
No, I use it at work on my Mac machine, and it's fantastic. But as a virtual machine on OS X, it's not quick.
Doesn't it take something like 3/4 of a gig just to like have of RAM? That is just to have the operating system running.
No. But I've got 4 gig on my machine. When I run a Vista,
when I run it to VM on my laptop, I run it with 1 gig. Keeping a whole gig of RAM.
Hey, see, I need to run. But I found that XP and FreeBSD at the same time. On a 2 gig Mac, that's out of the question.
Yeah. Well, I found that when I run it on boot camp with a Vista install, it's all right.
Is it?
But XP on a bootcamp install, you know, actually booting into Vista as opposed to VM, it's all right. But XP is faster. And it's not the hardware.
So Intel make faster processors.
Well, Microsoft's slowing down again.
Microsoft makes slower processes, is the old joke. No, you see, I've used Vista at work occasionally when I've been misfortunate enough to use one of the new laptops because it's gone wrong for someone. And I've come to the conclusion that Vista, the selling point of Vista should be, it's not really as bad as everybody says it is. so long as it's been configured by a competent admin.
Have you seen the press coverage recently? Not traditional press, the blog press, if they are such a thing.
The blogosphere.
Yeah, saying that the new service pack for XP actually means makes XP so good that it's actually the main competition for Vista.
Yeah. XP is nice.
You've got to think. You're doing something wrong.
Is it going to have DirectX 10 in it?
I don't know.
Because that is the only reason for going to Vista, is that you have a requirement for DirectX 10. Shadows.
That's disturbing.
Everyone that really needs all the features of TX10 is getting an Xbox 360.
It's true.
Yeah. My point about its configuration is that over at work, everything is so securely locked down by Muppets that nothing actually works anymore. Except that it is working. You just can't tell it to shut the fuck up. Right? So you're sat there working away, and this little thing pops up on your system tray saying, a mobile network's been found, a wireless network. Do you want to connect to it? And you say, no. Shut up. Go away. Leave me alone. I'm plugged into the LAN. And it goes, guess what? A wireless network's been tested and been detected. Do you want to connect to it?
And you don't have the administrative rights to tell it to shut the fuck up.
You don't. You can't say, just turn this fucking thing off. I'm never, ever going to use it. No, you've been locked out. You can't even right-click on the desktop.
Oh, God.
To be perfectly honest, that's not a problem of Vista. That's a problem of shitty admins.
That's my point entirely. Vista is not as bad as everyone says it is, so long as it's set up properly.
That goes for all... Yes, copies of Windows throughout time.
Well, no, because Windows Millennium was worse than everybody says it was, even when it was set up properly.
Windows Millennium was the only operating system that actually crashed 6 times during install.
Yeah.
So that was on 3 different machines.
Oh, God.
Wow. Brilliant, brilliant piece of system.
So, hey, have you been following the Child's Play thing?
Back up in a minute and a half. Child's Play what?
Charity?
No.
No?
Child's Play charity invented by Penny Arcade.
No, no.
I'm familiar with it.
Right, well, what they do is, it's basically a way for gamer geeks to scrape together cash and toys and games and give them to children's hospitals around the world.
Which is a brilliant charity.
It's a fantastic charity. You can't argue with a charity like that. It's not actually doing anything... in any way innocuous, which is like, what?
It doesn't preach either. It doesn't. Kids game.
But I'm now going to give you a link to something that you are not going to be able to believe when you see it. All right, this is going to blow your minds away. And I want live reactions to that link, if you please. But preferably not silent ones while you're waiting for the page to load. Otherwise, it's my internal monologue again.
Bussing for 3 days, 18 hours, 51 minutes, 25:26.
Yeah. These people are playing Desert Bus.
Okay.
Desert Bus is a game which is played in real time, where you have to drive from basically one end of the Nevada desert to the other.
As you do.
In real time. And if you make it to Las Vegas or wherever at one end, you score a point, right? This takes 8 hours of play.
Okay.
When you get there, it says, do you want to play the return journey? Yes or no? And you've got something like 3 seconds to say yes or no.
Okay.
And then it says, okay, then you now have to drive all the way back in real time. And it's basically a straight, featureless road with a bit of desert on either side in shitty 8-bit graphics. And it takes 8 hours to score a point. If you crash the bus, the bus is recovered by a tow truck and towed back to the starting point in real time. Now, these guys have had $16,000 of donations, which means that they have to play it for 104 hours.
I love it.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of webcam, isn't there?
The bus pulls slightly to the right, so you can't just jam a key down and leave it. It requires interaction for all of the 8 hours of play.
It's brilliant.
Okay, hell.
And if anybody at Apple is listening, sponsor them.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's now, the game itself originated in a Penn and Teller game that never actually fully made it to market. And it's a mini game within that game. And it is designed to be the most pointless, irritating game ever made.
Okay, let's see if this works.
I'm watching the live stream.
Of what, the bus or the people playing it?
The bus cam.
It's fucking inane, isn't it?
I'm waiting for it to
crash.
For some reason, they're going left and right.
That'll be the steering wheel.
Yeah. Let's see the person doing it then. For some reason, I tried hijacking the sound on this, and it's not working.
Maybe because it's a flash player or something.
That is just inane.
Driver is LRR. He's... Oh, it's of course in the States. That's why he's on the right hand side of the road.
This is the guy sitting in someone's living room playing this.
The other guy, I think, is there to like entertain the person driving. Not in that way. Right? We're not talking about virtual roadhead here, I don't think. But, last night when I tuned in, the fascinating conversation among gamer geeks went like this. So, what's your favourite ever gun in any computer game ever? And the reply was like, after a much like ambling along, oh, that would have to be the gravity gun. Oh no, the Redeemer.
Oh dear.
But no, hats off to them. These guys have earned an awful lot of money for Penny Arcade's fantastic charity.
$16,000. You can't sniff at that.
We have now hit the 16,000 mark, which worries me because I think it means the upper conceivable limit of 20,000 is an actual possibility.
Which would put them at, what, 150 hours or so?
Oh, God knows.
125 hours.
Probably 110 or something.
Well, I'm broke until payday, but this is me here. You can hear the keyboard clicking in a sec. Logging in. It's a bit slow. I'm giving him a dollar. Why not?
Nice. Yeah. Nice one.
It's only a dollar.
I mean, it is only a dollar. And it edges them ever closer to that precipice.
Was it?
It's 50p. I'm giving him 50p. I'll give him another 50p in a couple of days.
Maybe 336 hours. For them to do it for 336 hours, they would need donations of $106 million. Sorry, $1 billion.
There you go. I've paid. There you go.
So, Mr. Gates, make their lives a misery.
God, 14 days.
Oh, no, hang on. You already have.
That's true.
No, they're on Macs.
Yeah, Apple. Jobs, right? Put your fucking money where your mouth is and sponsor these people.
I don't think he's ever mentioned this. I don't even know how to describe it. Oh, dear. They started on November 23rd.
Donate a buck. If all this podcast listener donate a dollar, my headphones.
So yeah, Ned, if you donate a dollar, and Mr. Cove, that's two, isn't it? That's $2 they'll have.
We mentioned Scott; he's going to listen, so that's three.
Fucking hell, we've got three listeners.
Yeah, I know. Scary, isn't it?
Wow, it doesn't that's it. Scary.
Sith can donate a dollar.
Sith doesn't listen, surely.
Okay, well that's $4 anyway, I reckon.
Yeah.
$5.
I think it is the maddest charity I've ever seen. The maddest madcap thing to do as a sponsorship thing.
Well, I think your idea of getting Apple to sponsor us is best.
Yep. That's just...
Well, that was on their FAQ page.
We need to do something of value if that's what's going to happen. Don't all jump at once.
Something of value. Fuck off. I don't do value.
That would require things like pre-planning and stuff.
And well, having more than three things to talk about, one of which is a joke. And the other one is Desert Bus.
Desert Bus is no joke.
No, it's brilliant.
They spelled busing wrong.
I've got that URL wrong.
They've been busing.
They've been busing, as in Gary Busey.
I think they should... I think they should start again for spelling it wrong.
I think so. Just reset the clock for...
Yeah. Anyway, should we move on?
Yeah, should we all say goodbye then?
Well, hang on. I just wanted to say a word about Mr. Bean's Holiday. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
About who?
Mr. Bean's
Mr.
Holiday.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
You mean Rowan Atkinson?
That's the one.
Is his first name Haz?
Well, regardless of what these infidels think, I thought it was a very funny film. People should watch it.
Okay.
And he's got that Emma DeCorns. How do you pronounce it?
I watched the three Bourne films.
Which three?
Yeah. Good. I like them.
They were really good.
Oh, Bourne.
I was impressed. Yeah. Bourne, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Aren't they are good. Surprisingly good?
The third one I thought was a bit... The third one I thought was a bit iffy. Because they kind of... They didn't want to say too much, but they wanted to wrap it up as well.
The third one was fantastic.
Yeah. I'm sorry. There's no way he jumped off the top of that building and managed to land in the water. That's just ridiculous.
Oh, don't spoil. OMFG, done spoil.
Yeah, people won't see that coming.
The Bourne films look great, especially the... They got Run Lola Run in the first one.
Okay.
Didn't you recognise her?
I didn't know you could do that.
Do what?
No, I didn't.
So if
yeah, it's Frankie Poenti or whatever her name is.
Frankenstein. People aren't going to care.
Polenta. Oh, Polenta.
Yeah, what's her name? Run Lola Run. Yeah. Although she did dye her hair in the film. I actually thought they were really good. The violence was very good. It was quality violence. It was all very close up and... brutal.
The in the third one, there was that rooftop chase in North Africa somewhere. That was just tense. That's what you want from an action thriller.
I thought the
it was
chase
action
through,
that was thrilling.
The chase through the flats in the third one was fantastic as well.
That's the
scene. Yeah, starts off on the rooftops
and goes
descends into the actual descends into the actual buildings. Yeah,
obviously half asleep again. It's fine. Yeah. You guys carry on.
It's fantastic.
Oh, and Die Hard 4.
No, we can't carry on. Jared's got to go. Oh, yeah, Die Hard 4 was good.
It was Die Hard.
It's Die Hard 4.0. That's
4.0.
It's called Live Free and Die Hard.
It is, yeah.
It's Die Hard 4.0 in the UK. Die Hard 4 in France. Yes.
Die Hard 4.0 is in the UK. Hard, do they, in France? Not difficile mourir. What?
Actually, what was it called? The first Die Hard wasn't called Die Hard. It was called
Un homme.
Nuit en enfer. Night in hell.
Oh God! What a bunch of fucking half-wit tossers the French are when it comes to. Oh. I was going to say translating film titles, but I'm just going to leave that sentence hanging.
Can we just say this is the opinion of Mr. Elliot Earle and not that of the podcast crew?
Likes the French.
I'm indifferent.
They translated Hard Day's Night as Quatre Garçons en Vol-au-Vent.
Yeah.
Four Boys in the Wind.
Four Boys in a Vol-au-Vent. Honestly.
Yeah. But
what is French for Vol-au-Vent?
Follow them.
yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you going for your dinner then, Jared?
Well, it's supposed to be arriving any minute, but I've not heard the door go yet. But I really should.
Oh, excellent. Should we just like teeter on the brink of hanging up then until?
Teeter on the brink of hanging up.
No, you hang up first.
No, you hang up first.
Fuck, I've got such an urge to hang you both up.
Have you seen Sarah Connor Chronicles yet?
No.
The pilot?
No.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Did you meet any pretty girls today? Only one, but she was on a stick.
Okay, then.
It's got Summer Glau in it.
Okay.
We had that song played on this podcast, didn't we?
Yeah.
We made
a fuss over it when it was current. Mm-hmm. Unlike Leopard.
Unlike what?
Leopard.
We know it's
so
good.
How's your iPhone holding up? Is the screen broken yet? Has the battery melted? Has it burst into flames in your pocket?
No, it's just
because that
looks
smart.
Yeah, it just keeps going. It's brilliant.
Susie Perry does a gadget show on Channel 5. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh.
Oh, hang on. Someone was telling me about that. Yes.
Yeah, she got kit off, Jared.
Oh, I mean, yes, that's nice. Because they did a test with it in the M95 and someone was hanging off a cliff or something. Which happens every day.
Always.
And they tested the iPhone on it and it apparently lost to the N95, which means it was another Top Trumps review.
Ah, well, what they did, you see, was they looked at actually using the iPhone compared to using the other two MP3 player. Shut up. Actually, is that conducive to conversation in any fucking way? where was I before I had my train of thought removed? They were doing a test between the three major MP3 playing telephones, one of which was the Sony Ericsson Walkman phone, and one of which was the iPhone, and the other one was the other one. And they did things like, how easy is it to find songs on the internet? So you've got to connect your phone to the internet and download a song. Is that?
And on the iPhone, it was click, there you go, there's your song.
The iPhone, it was very easy. I think it was on the Sony. It wasn't so easy. But I think they worked out that the Sony actually had better quality sound.
Yes, if you pay more for the... Really?
Yeah, but the iPhone did win on all of the on the major, like counting up the five different tests and who got the points for winning that particular test. I think it won 4 out of the 5. Ooh. Sound quality being the only one who didn't win.
And that's my dinner. Bye, folks.
Bye. Bye, Ned. Bye.
What are you doing?
Entertaining and educating.
Well, why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?